Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Joe Marte. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clyde Schon. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Clyde Schon. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting second. The third baseman, Luke Chiazza. Batting third. The left fielder, JoJo Moore. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jimmy Ripple. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gus Mancuso. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Johnny McCarthy. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Burgess Whitehead. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Gumbert. Pitching for the New York Giants, Harry Gumbert. And now, play ball. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann strikes out. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck bunts in front of the plate. Mancuso fields it and throws to first for the out. Demery moves to second. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte hits a fly ball into center field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schon fields it and throws to first for the out. Ott moves to second. One out. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ott moves to third. Two outs. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a line drive into center field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Shawn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shawn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead misplays the ball. That's an error on Whitehead. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gallen. The throw from Mancuso and he is out, Whitehead applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bartel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chiazza hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chiazza moves to second. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripple hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herman moves to third. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Demery hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Ripple. Demery reaches second base with a double. Herman scores. Collins moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 0 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett is walked intentionally. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 0 for 1 in the game. Marty hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarthy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marty for the out. Collins scores. Demery moves to third. Hartnett moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges is walked intentionally. Clyde Shawn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shawn is 0 for 1 in the game. Sean hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ott hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-1 in the game. Mancuso hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0-for-1 in the game. McCarthy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-2 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kayaza fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehead hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Herman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Gumbert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops it up and throws to first, with Sean covering, for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-2 in the game. Bartel takes first base on ball 4. Lou Kayaza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kayaza is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kayaza hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hartnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Marty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripple hits a line drive into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gerges hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Schon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schon is 0-for-2 in the game. Schon hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarthy scoops it up and throws to first, with Gumbert covering, for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-3 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-2 in the game. Mancuso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0-for-2 in the game. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCarthy for the out. Mancuso moves to second. One out. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitehead hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Danning pinch hits for Harry Gumbert. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Kaufman now pitching. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Collins strikes out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Demery takes first base on ball 4. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarthy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hack for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bartel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Chiazza hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripple takes first base on ball 4. Moore moves to second. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Joe Marti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marti is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Marti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kaufman. Hartnett moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gerges strikes out. One out. Clyde Shawn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shawn is 0-for-3 in the game. Shawn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9. With the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mancuso hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0-for-3 in the game. McCarthy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitehead hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Marti who is chasing the ball. Whitehead reaches third base with a triple. Kiddo Davis pinch hits for Dick Kaufman. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Whitehead scores. Davis moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bartel takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Haslin pinch hits for Lucchiazza. Charlie Root now pitching. Sam Leslie pinch hits for Mickey Haslin. Sam Leslie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leslie strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 2, and New York Giants, 1. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.